Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Happy Sunday, everybody. I'm not sure where to begin today. I've been pulled in so many different directions this morning as to where do I want to go and how do I want to talk about Jesus. And the songs that we sang this morning were just so inspirational. As we sung Holy, 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 I was thinking about, isn't there something about in Revelation that talks about holy, holy, holy? And indeed, it's in chapter 4 in Revelation, and I would like to start off with that, about the throne up in heaven in Revelation 4. After this, I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this." At once I was in the Spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and ruby. A rainbow that shone like the emerald encircled the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones. And seated on them were 24 elders. They were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder. In front of the throne were seven lamps that were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. Also in front of the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. In the center around the throne were four living creatures, and they were covered with eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion. The second was like an ox. The third had a face like a man, and the fourth was like a flying eagle. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under its wings. Day and night, they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to Him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they were created and have their being." Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And then one of the songs they sang and talked about, "Let there be a revival." And as I was listening to one of the Give Him 15s, something big is going to happen in September. There have been visions and prayers about something that's going to happen in September with this revival that's going on. And I hope it's something big and glorious and wonderful, because we need that in our country, because people have fallen away from God. And I wonder, how bad does it have to get before people realize that something is wrong with our belief system? It's just all over the nation and all over the world. And we have to come to grip with it, that this is indeed, you know, God has the same before today and tomorrow, but for some reason, we have taken everything that seems to be bad and given it a new word, and it sounds better. And it's not. Sin still is sin. You cannot sugarcoat it. You cannot put frosting on it. And we need Jesus Christ in our lives to be able to receive the forgiveness of sin. And people have to wake up and realize that the time is now. We must turn to Jesus Christ in our everyday living. Not just while we are in church. Not just while we're around believers. But wherever we may be. And one thing is about it. You can do all the good things you want. But unless you have Jesus Christ in your hearts, it doesn't really matter. That brings me to my reading for today from the book of Romans. It talks about righteousness through faith and about boasting. In Romans chapter 3, verses 21 through 31, we read, "But now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile," in some versions it says Greeks, "for all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness, because in forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. Where then is boasting?" Oh, it's excluded. Because of what law? The law that requires works? No, because of the law that requires faith. For we maintain that a person is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Or is the God of the Jews only? Is he not God of the Gentiles too? Yes, of the Gentiles too. Since there is only one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through that same faith, do we then nullify the law by this faith? Not at all. Rather, we uphold the law. There's a lot of things at play here today, especially in our scripture readings for today. You know, I'm sure you've heard of the saying, if it sounds too big good to be true, it's probably not true then. And you see that in many situations. But one thing about our reading for today, if it sounds too big good to be true, in Jesus Christ's name, it is true. Indeed, through Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven. All we have to do is believe and come to reconcile with Jesus Christ. It's as simple as that, coming to Jesus. And you must have Jesus around you. Problem with society today is that we think that if we do good things and we do this and all the other good things, then we're going to be okay and I will have a spot up in heaven. Can you imagine a heaven where people were able to earn their golden ticket? Where they could do all kinds of good works. Give money to whatever the situation might be. They can do all these wonderful things. And then they have their name plastered on the building, named after them because they gave so much money, or they did this and their name is plastered here. They have already received their reward. Jesus is not interested in what they're doing for themselves. He's more interested in what you're doing for him. People, there are good people out there. There's lots of good people, happy people. They do good things. The problem is, they're doing these as ego boosters rather than Jesus Christ having that be the center of their situation. Paul is showing us the condition of a deprived society. Before he starts showing the goodness of the good news, he shows about the bad of the bad news. How sin has corrupted so many people. How sin came into the world. How it seemed like we are all doomed. But yet Romans 3:21-26 is perhaps the most important paragraph ever written. Found within it is the answer to the only way you and I can receive God's grace. And that is by faith. We have to live by faith in Jesus Christ. We have to live in a society where there are so many people around us. It gets irritating how everything has become sugar-coated. Churches are looking at trying to figure out how they can draw people in, what they can do to put on a show so people can come, or maybe what the itching ears want to hear rather than what the gospel is trying to tell them. Through grace, God gives righteousness to mankind. Under the law, God requires righteousness, but through grace, he gives us that righteousness. We can't get righteousness on our own. No matter how hard we try, we can't. Because we have all sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. How do we get this faith? How do we get to know Jesus Christ even better? In Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 9, it says, "For you are saved by grace through faith. This is not from yourself. It is God's gift. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." If I give you a gift, I should not expect anything in return. But in our mindset in today's society, we have a tendency to think, oh my gosh, he gave me a gift. I better give him something back sometime too. We think we have to repay them. No. Once a gift is given, that makes it a gift. When I give it to you and expect nothing in return. God's gift to us is his grace. That we receive faith. Titus 3:5 says, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit." You see, Jesus Christ came into the world to be that sacrificial lamb hanging up on the cross, the blood draining out of him so that we can be saved. And people have lost sense of that. They see a cross, but they don't see the sacrifice that was made for them. They're rather more interested in living out their own lives rather than the lives that God wants us to live. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, "God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." In Romans 3:22, tells us that righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. You must believe. When we pray, we must totally believe. When we have faith in Jesus Christ, we must totally believe. Not 99.9%, but 110%. Belief is so instrumental in our lives. If you do not truly believe, it's time that you do so and really understand what Jesus Christ is all about, what he did for all of us, for everybody in mankind. We're looking at a revival that needs to take place here in the United States to protect our country, also throughout the world as well. You wonder why things are getting so, shall I say, hot in the United States? Reminds me of Elijah. There was a period of drought. And then Elijah finally prayed to send the rain, and the rain did come. But what people don't realize is that Elijah also prayed for the drought. People are so frustrated with the heat that, you know, they're so hot in the southern part of the United States. They're just sweltering down there. And it's happening throughout the world. And I can't help but think that there's a reason that this is all happening, but nobody is looking at the true reason. The society has become totally fragmented away from God. And it's time that we come back together again. It's time that we pack the churches and have people receive the true gospel of Jesus Christ about what he did for them and not what they're trying to do for their own living. For Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." That is through Jesus Christ our Lord, not what we can do ourselves. And Romans 10, 9 through 10 says, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." You notice how the mouth and the heart work together? Whatever's in your heart is what comes out of your mouth. And whatever you hear needs to come into your mind, into your heart, so you can believe. You must be able to read the scriptures and understand that this is the word of God. And this is the way we're to live out our lives. By God's word, not by what we ourselves think is right for our own individual being. Salvation is God's free gift of grace and righteousness to all who will receive it by faith. Faith is believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and is our key to heaven. We have a tendency to try to want to indulge in the flesh rather than to fight it. If I understood what I was hearing on one of the messages, there was an angel up in the altar area or up in the balcony. It was a huge angel. And he had a bow and spear, shall I say. It was not an arrow, it was a spear. You know how big spears are. But this was a huge angel. And the angel took the spear, and the vision that they saw was this: he shot the spear, and it flew over to Washington, D.C. and landed in the same place where they were having the gathering of the pride people. Not a coincidence. It's the way we were created. We were created as we are. God created us. But people would rather indulge in the flesh and try, hey, I want to be this instead of that. I want to be this because, no, it's me. I'm going to do it my way. And another thing is that people will avoid words like repentance. And what is repentance? Repentance means asking for forgiveness of your sins and then turning your life around and going down a different road. Asking for forgiveness means changing of your lifestyle. People would rather promote freedom. I'm free to do whatever I want. No. We belong to God. He paid for our lives through the blood of Jesus Christ. People would rather align themselves with Hollywood instead of the Holy Spirit. We need to be aware of false teachers who avoid unpleasant doctrines because it makes people uncomfortable. They would rather preach about things that make you feel fuzzy and warm and nice inside rather than making us maybe feel a little bit edgy and guilty. It's time to challenge the hearts. It's time to challenge who we are. It's time to believe totally that Jesus Christ is our God. I started out saying that if it sounds too be good to be true, it's probably false. But as it says in the front of your bulletin, the good news. The good news, my friend, is that it is the gospel of Jesus Christ, freely given, freely received. If it sounds to be good to be true, I'm sorry to tell you, this is true. This is about who we are. Not only as a congregation here, but also as a community of believers stretching forth out into the community, into the state. People all across the United States are going around their borders, anointing their corners of their borders, trying to protect from the evil that is out there. It is happening. There is a movement going on. Driven by God. Believe it. For the time is coming. We don't know when the end is going to come. And I often wonder, I remember when I was a kid and I'd be reading in Revelation and it talks about the sun being blood red. And I'm trying to think, how is that possible? Well, if you've seen the sun the last few days, it looks pretty red. And I'm thinking, okay, that's in Revelation. All the fires that are going on, the heat and everything that's going on, I'm thinking, something is going to break pretty soon. And we better be ready. For the time is now. Believe in Jesus Christ. Have faith in Him. Because His truth is true. The gospel is true. We have to believe it. Because Jesus Christ is our Lord. Amen. May the grace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the true Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.